but I see a different law at work in my body, a law that fights against the law which my mind approves of. It makes me a prisoner to the law of sin, which is at work in my body. What an unhappy man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is taking me to death? Thanks to God, who does this through our Lord Jesus Christ. This, then, is my condition. On my own, I can serve God's law, only with my mind, while my human nature serves the law of sin.
I know that was very confusing. It's a part of the scripture that we have a young man, well, older man at this particular time, that went through something. He went through something. Last time we talked about inviting Jesus into our life. Inviting him into our life. Making him a game changer. Something about basketball I do like. And I've coached basketball for years. And inviting Jesus in our life because he is a game changer. He is a game changer. He's a game changer without us. He doesn't force himself on you. He invites by you. There is a Holman wrote, had a painting. It's a very familiar painting that he paints this picture of Jesus is knocking on a door. And you see this old wooden door. But his friends, when they came to watch the painting of him unveiling this painting, they noticed that one of his friends did a little critique. He said, "Hey, dude, you forgot the doorknob." He said, "Oh, no. I didn't forget the doorknob at all. It's the heart. It opens from the inside. You have to invite Jesus in. You have to invite Jesus in." But the problem that we have is that after we get saved, we enjoy life. Life is wonderful. The stars look different. Everything is wonderful. The children was telling me they went to camp. A couple people got saved. Everything was exciting. And you know what happens? Life happens. Crap happens. Then we start realizing that maybe this is not all good. We start thinking about those things. And even the Apostle Paul, as you just heard read, went through it. But I'm saying, if we learn to pass the ball, if we learn to pass the ball, and we'll talk deeply about that. But in 1998, there was a commercial that I love this commercial. I loved it so much. I want to share this commercial with you. And it tells a big story. It tells a real big story about my life and every last one of your lives as well. It may be kind of dark, so I'm going to help you out. It's a young boy by the name of Jimmy. It's a Nike commercial. Young boy by the name of Jimmy. Jimmy does not like passing the basketball. So he has three NBA stars that are starring in this particular commercial. Stoudemire, Jason Kidd, and of course, the glove, very, very defensive, very Gary Payton. They'll be in this film. So, Taylor, can you help me out?
Shots, two passes, two. Man, you ain't even letting the ground touch the ball.
There's only one set of prints on this floor. Your son's.
No, I pass. Sometimes.
Pass the ball, dog.
Come on,
pass me the ball. Pass the ball, dog.
Jimmy, do what the man says. Pass the ball.
GP, I think I got something.
It's very easy busting a kid who hasn't learned to pass in his front. You just hope it turns him around.
It's a funny commercial. Here's the thing about it. Why don't we want to pass the ball? Why don't we want to pass the ball? Several reasons. The scripture goes, Can you help me out with the scripture? Because I don't have my, oh, here's my clicker. The good I would do, I do not. But the evil I do not want to do, that I find myself doing. To make it more simple, good I do not, evil I do. All of us who really love the Lord, who really want to go to the next step in God, find ourselves stuck here, sin in our lives. We don't want to do it, but we just keep on. Because we have not learned to pass the ball to God. It's hard. What we try to do is we think that we're smart enough that we can figure this out. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to pray more. That's what I'll do. If I just pray more, that would help me. No, I'll just read my Bible more. That's good. If I read my Bible more, I won't continue in this way. If I just read my Bible more. No. I'll turn my plate down. I'll fast. But we still end up here. Why? I go to church every Sunday. Why? Why do I keep doing the sin that I don't want to do in my life? How do we define sin? Sin is missing the mark. God has a particular mark that he wants us. Here's the mark that God wants us to go. And we go towards this, but we miss it. We're not talking about the individuals. You remember when you wasn't saved, you didn't think about God. Your face was this way. You wasn't thinking about trying to hit the mark. But once you get saved, you think about hitting the mark, but something happens. God wants to show you something. He wants to show you about his love. If you're struggling with this, it's a good thing. I want you to understand, this is not a bad thing if you find yourself in this place. This was the Apostle Paul. This was the guy who wrote most of the New Testament letters. He struggled with this. It's a reason why. He went before God. God, there's a thorn in my flesh. I can't get rid of this thing. He went before God. He prayed about it. And you know what God said to him? My grace is sufficient. What? My undeserved love is good enough for you. What does that mean? What does that mean? That doesn't help me. Can I pray more? No. My love for you is good enough. Wait, well, what about if I just read? No, it has nothing to do with that. Find out about my love. What do you mean? Pass me the ball. Give it to me. How do I do that? Pass it to Jesus. Recognizing there are two laws in every last one of us that work. Every last one of us. Children, I know you guys love the Lord. You went to camp. You had a blast. But there are two laws that are working inside of you. One of the laws is the law of sin and death. I was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. What does that mean? You were born a sinner. You was born in sin. If I could take a sin, let's just say lying. Would you agree that lying is a sin? CJ, he said he doesn't remember when he was a kid, but I do. Yeah, I can remember. And I'm not older than him, but I can remember when he was a kid. Do you think that as he was a kid growing up, that I said, hey, CJ, I'm going to teach you how to lie? You think I did that? No, I didn't do that. I didn't say, CJ, you know what, man, this is how you lie good. There's little white lies and there's big lies. You know, I'm going to show you how to lie. You think I did that? No, I didn't do that. He was born a little liar. Did you clean your room? Yeah. Liar. Hey, did you finish eating your food up? Yeah. Say it. Liar. Do you think I taught him that? See, here's the problem. What if CJ would have come to me and said, you know what, Dad? That's the law of sin and death. I was just born this way. Right? You think I would allow that stuff to go over good? I wouldn't allow that to go over good. I get my belt out. Because, I'm old school. I believe, you tear a little kid's tail up. I mean, especially if they lie to you. So, here's the thing about it. CJ comes to me and he says, Dad, Jesus said the law of sin and death, that's a law. I can't help myself. This is just the way that I'm born. So can you just accept me for who I am? How would that go over? Think about that. I want you guys to understand that people do that. I was born this way. They do. They'll say, I was born this way. And I say, yep, you sure was. That's why you need to be what? Reborn. And understand that inside of your flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's what Paul understood. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I was born a sinner and shaped in iniquity. Yeah. You need to be born again. But does the law still affect you? Yes, it does. Yes, it wants to do it. You don't want to lie, but I just keep lying, Dad. I want to tell the truth. I can deal with that. I said, you know what, CJ? God is trying to tell you something about yourself. He's trying to show you that when you do tell the truth, it brings up this law, the law of God. When you do tell the truth, that's the law of God, of life and living. When you do that, you know it's not you because you are still at number one. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and without Jesus Christ going to the cross and dying for you, you would still lie to me. Every time that you would try not to, you would end up doing it again. But God has given you an out, the law of sin and death. How does that mean? This is the best way to show it to you. Laws are just like physical laws. We have the law of gravity. If I let go of this, what it would do? It'll fall. Now, what I can do is I can hold on to it. How long do you think I'm going to hold on to this Bible? A day? You think I can hold on to this for a day? The law of gravity is pushing down upon this. This is why you cannot do good by yourself. You can't. You try. And we always fail. So the law of gravity works exactly like the law of sin or death. It is a pressure upon us. We go to work, me and Bobby, Candy, we work at Honda of America, and trust me, it is every day we see this law of sin and death. Working with somebody lazy. You ever work with somebody that's lazy? And you know they're lazy. And it'd be so good and easy to say, you're so lazy. Why don't you do your job? So I won't have to do it. Well, you want to say that, but you know, that's the law of sin and death. You want the law of love. I love you. God, give me patience with this associate today, Lord Jesus. And then you find yourself being kind. Because it's not your kindness. Because you're in the law too. The law of God. You're showing kindness. So what do we have a problem with going from 1 to 2? And I'm telling you right now, I'm still working on it. You guys know the story about me and my wife driving. I have issues. I do have issues in the driving part. I don't know if other guys do. You might struggle with this law of sin and death, but I do struggle with it. My feet is a little bit heavy sometimes. It is heavy, and I go a little bit fast. You know you're speeding. I'm a grown man. I know what I'm doing. So those statements are leaving. Sorry, honey. Put it on cruise control. Should I pat myself on the back when I do that, Mike? Should I say, yeah, you're a good man. You off the, my husband is a jerk. You off that list. How many times do you get back on the list? I'm not going to call him out, but we had a gentleman told me that he was off the, my husband, when your husband's a jerk list, he got off the list. But I'm wondering, did you get back on that list? I mean, we go off and on, and it's okay, because I'm going towards this mark. The mark what? The mark of the high calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to move forward. Don't we get tired of just asking for forgiveness for the same sin over and over and over? Mom, I did take it out. I did take the trash out. Mom, I did do my homework. I'm talking to you guys. Mom, I did. Over and over, lying. I don't just want to be forgiven. I want to be delivered. I want to live under the law of God. So how do I do it? How do I do it? Children of God, you do it by praising God. When you find yourself in the law of God, praise God for it. What do I mean? I'm driving in a car. My wife says, Keith, you're speeding. Instead of saying, I'm a grown man, I know what I'm doing. Instead of doing one of those, yes, honey, I'm sorry. Put it on cruise control. That is not the time for you to pat your back. That's the time for you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I'm at my job and I have an employee that looks me right in my face and lies to me. How are you going to lie to your supervisor? Lies to me. And I know they're lying. And I can feel the anger going up. Because if you're lying to me, especially like that, it makes me like I'm an idiot. Like I get idiot on my head. Idiot. So I'm going to lie to you, idiot. Instead of doing that, the grace of God, the law of God, comes in and says, show patience. Show kindness. Show love. Do I pat myself on the back? Mm-mm. I say what? Thank you, Jesus. And see, what happened is that you'll start going through your life saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For when you do good, that's passing the ball to God. Don't hold on to it. Don't let your fingerprints be the only one on the ball. I laughed when he said, not even the ground touched the ball. I mean, you know that's bad. Don't let your fingerprints be on the ball. Pass it to Jesus, because you can't do it. You can't. You can't. So at this time, we ask that the choir come forth, youth choir come forth. Wonderful name of Jesus. Learn to praise God more, especially when you do well, because it's not you. It's not your love. It's not your kindness. It's not your generosity. It's all God. He died. We died on a cross. When Jesus died, we died. And now we're alive. And he lives in us. So give him the glory and the praise. It is a wonderful name. Let us bow our heads. Gracious God, you have been so good to us. In our sins, you have forgiven us. And we ask more than just forgiveness, God. We ask for deliverance. Help us to praise you more in the times of wrath, in the times of storm. Rise up in us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen. Amen.